And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to 865 Part 2. My name is Mike Steele. Before I introduce the two gentlemen next to me, I've been thinking a lot. I'd like you guys to weigh in because I'm going to need you guys' help. I was thinking about if Jurassic Park rules worked, if a mosquito were to suck the blood of Jesus Christ and get stuck in amber, could within the technology narrative of Jurassic Park, would they be able to reclone Jesus? Mm. But then I decided, let's cut out the middleman. I need to ask Jim and Jeff, if you transubstantiate wine into Jesus' blood, is that actually his blood enough for then? It's not even like coming out of a mosquito. It's just raw, pure Jesus blood, and then you could 100% revive him within the technological limits of actual Jurassic Park.
Ooh, you're talking, oh, the wine blood?
Yeah. Does that count? Or is that figurative
that's some Catholic
blood?
Mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, I was
just
say,
wine.
That's the Catholic real shit. Like, that's the real, like, Christian shit for the real ones.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking you guys.
But it's not DNA, though. It's still the blood of Christ.
But it's not actually his blood?
It's his blood, but it doesn't have his DNA in it.
Then is it really his blood?
Yeah.
Okay, so then within this narrative, we do have to get lucky and find a Jesus mosquito.
Yeah, so you'd need a Jesus mosquito. But then again, in Jurassic Park logic, I mean, I guess they are. Like, are they literally, like, the T-Rex that they make, is that the T-Rex that died? Like, are they literally cloning that same person?
Well, they got
Or are they just making a T-Rex from T-Rex DNA?
Are you just making a Jewish guy?
Because, like, are they making a guy, or are they making an actual... Jesus. This is Jesus.
Well, that's my question, because in Jurassic Park, they fill the holes with frog DNA.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, well, we need to close this gap. We can't just have like a man come out that appears similar to Jesus. So that's what led me to the transubstantiated wine blood becoming like the purest Jesus blood we have access to. So could they take that? Could they transubstantiate the wine into blood, take it to the InGen lab, and then... I guess what, 6 months later, like fully formed, walking out of a fucking like poking out of a dinosaur egg, is it Jesus Christ?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because I don't even like, I'm thinking even if you had the mosquito, yeah, are you just cloning a person or are you cloning that specific person?
I guess that's the question I have
about Jurassic Park, though.
The mosquito, I don't think you make actual Jesus. I think you make a guy that's very similar, because in the same way you got to fill the hole with frog DNA, you probably fill the hole with like some guy's DNA.
Yeah,
because like,
yeah,
you got
yeah.
human DNA, plug the hole, it'll be close enough. But we all know it's not him. You need the pure stuff. But with dinosaurs, it's fine. With dinosaurs, we're just having fun playing God. But when you're making Jesus Christ.
When you're making God.
Yeah, but when you're actually playing God and making Jesus himself, you got to have the purest of the pure, which led me to going, wait.
Well,
technically, by lore standards, if I understand correctly, you should be able to get the purest of the pure.
But yeah. It's not the purest of the pure because, yes, it's the blood of Christ, but it's the spiritual blood of Christ.
It's a metaphor.
Okay, so
well,
then,
it's not a metaphor. It's literally his blood.
It's not.
You're literally drinking blood.
So it's not.
So
wine
then, why
anymore,
can't
correct?
We transfigure it?
Because it's spiritual blood. That's not the same
it's
as
not
like
spiritual blood.
It doesn't
you
have.
Say it's real blood.
It doesn't
or
have
it's
like.
Not.
It doesn't have like antibodies in it and shit like that.
What type?
It doesn't
is
have
it?
Platelets in it. It's not plasma.
Then my question would be: do you think it would create anything?
Because oh, yeah, it's it would not create like a big retard, like, oh, like the Jesus
guys.
From
yeah,
the Jesus from the Preacher comic, if anyone's read the Preacher okay. comic.
So you think this? So you think that's what's going to come out?
Yes.
Because it is pure. They don't need to plug anything in it. But
it'd be Pet Cemetery Jesus. Like
oh,
if you,
shit.
If you buried Jesus
in
Pet Cemetery.
We brought him back, but he came back different.
Yeah. Oh, no, he fucked up.
Sometimes resurrected is better.
Oh, shit. Jesus came back different, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I am here with Jeff Murphy.
Oh, my God. I saw Jesus Mosquito open for Dinosaur Jr. They sucked.
Hell yeah.
They sucked, ladies and gentlemen. The blood right out of the audience, am I right? Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
I've been having a lot of gay sex or intrusive thoughts lately.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
You ever get one of those come or intrusive thoughts?
So nice you did it twice. I like it.
Let's get ready for Mike Steele!
I'm here with Jim Scampoli!
Yo, 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 yo. Yeah. Thank you so much for that fine, fine intro. You know what? Shout outs to the guy that came up with the Shane Culkin character in the chat. Because... dude, this character you came up with is a huge hit. Everyone's buying it. Everyone's starstruck. Everyone thinks you're real.
I've never seen one person get more welcomes in our Discord than Shane Culkin got.
You know what? Whoever that person is that came up with the idea to make that your character, mwah, mwah, genius. Mwah. Genius work. Now, I'm being the guy, too. I'm being the guy that's like... Corey's Andy Kaufman, guys. What's wrong with you?
Some random stranger, Shane Culkin.
Yeah, Shane Culkin's just trying to enjoy his private life. We're like, well, which one of his brothers do you want to fuck?
Hey, we said he's the stud out of all of them.
Yeah, it's you, Shane. Yeah. You're the brother we want to fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck all this welcome shit. Let's get down to our business.
But yeah, shout outs to the dude that came up with that character. It's a genius. It's like such a perfect pull to be a character.
Shout outs to his dad, the guy that came up with this character.
I guess before we get into anything, we should talk a little bit about the Diddy trial. Everyone's talking about the Diddy trial. We are pop culture. You know that. You know that. Because Kid Cudi testified.
Cutters?
Cutters himself
testified.
Wait,
you're saying the guy from Bill and Ted Face the Music?
Yeah.
They got him in the courtroom?
Yeah. What other bad movies is he in? Isn't he in a bunch of bad movies?
Bill and Ted Face the Music is a below average movie.
Would it be a mid movie?
I would say it's mid because it's fine. And it has its moments. But it's not a... Why am I doing this? All I'm saying is Cutters from Bill and Ted.
Oh, he's in X. X is a good movie. I mean, he's in Need for Speed. I never saw that one Aaron Paul.
Does he play the car?
He's in Silent Night. That movie was bad. That's really all I know from looking at his...
Yeah, Bill
IMDb.
And Ted's his best work.
He's in Trap.
He makes music.
Oh, yeah. Remember he's in Trap? He's like the manager or something. Doesn't he have like a weird, like dreads or something?
Oh, is that Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
You
would have known because I'd do the two things I do every time Kid Cudi gets brought up. I call him Cutters and then I bring up the fact that he was in Bill and Ted.
But because I remember hearing this story about how like Diddy lit his car on fire. I was just assumed it was just internet hogwash. But
you assumed it was the they call that the Shane Falco treatment. Or no, not Shane Falco. Shane
Is Shane Falco the whole nine yards?
That's the guy from The Replacements.
Or The Replacements. That's what it was.
Shit, fuck. I brought up a great movie instead of making a bad joke.
But Kid Cudi took the stand at the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in Manhattan Thursday, telling jury in shocking detail that the disgraced rap mogul once broke into his house in a jealous rage, locking his dog in a bathroom, and set Cudi's Porsche on fire in his driveway.
Wow. That's awesome you can do that and like it never got out.
I remember hearing weird rumors about it, but it is kind of, it is a great confirmation of like, oh yeah, being rich and famous and powerful, you do movie shit and get away with it.
Yeah, literally, I'll watch those police body cam videos, and it's like a guy set his girlfriend's car on fire, and it's like 5-6 years in jail.
Yeah, you're doing like Tony Soprano shit. Because if you watch The Sopranos, sometimes you're like, Tony, you're trying to keep the heat off you. You're kind of doing some weird shit, man. It feels like the cops will just show up immediately, be like, nope, you're rich and powerful, dude.
There's been people that have been in prison for like 20 years and then let out because they're like, sorry, you didn't do anything. Diddy's out here catching people's cars on fire, and he's like, whatever, I'm going to work.
Cudi, 41, said he was, quote, in love with R&B singer Cassie Ventura, Diddy's ex-girlfriend and the star witness in the case, yet admitted she played both rappers by dating them at the same time.
Oh, damn, shit. Ladies is pimps.
ladies is pimps too. Combs, 55, is accused of using his fame, fortune, and many businesses to run a racketeering scheme in which he controlled Cassie for over a decade using violence and threats, forcing her and others into drug-fueled freak-off sex marathons.
That sounds like, you know when they used to do like movie trailers in the 70s for like horror movies.
And yeah, it'd always be like, this is a movie, a sex freak off marathon.
Yeah, it always, yeah, they just
coming
have
like, soon.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, like a string of crazy words.
Yeah, and it's just like people on a beach doing like go-go dancing.
Yeah, yeah, first, yeah.
Sick freaks, because it's from 1960.
Yeah,
it would be, blood sucking freaks.
It would even start out, it'd start out with like just a long tone being like,
and
it would keep cutting from parties, and then it would have the narrator just be saying one word, like sex,
sex,
sex, and it would cut. Then finally, what was the exact quote? Oh yeah, drug fueled freak off sex marathons.
Like if anyone's seen the types of trailers we're talking about, they're loving this.
Yeah, if you don't know the trailer,
we're nailing it.
Yeah, go to a goddamn revival theater, your local art district revival theater, and watch a movie for God's sake.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to victim blame here, but it's crazy to say controlled for a decade.
Cassie
made you do that for a decade, huh?
Yeah. Like that's always the shit they get into a little bit too with like. Even with R. Kelly, when sometimes the girls are like, I don't want to leave. Like the parents are like, he's taking control of my daughter. And she's just like, yeah, I like that. I don't have to work and he has a lot of money. But I mean, yeah, I probably am doing weird sex shit with him all the time. But like,
they also say the longer you're in those situations, the more reliant you become on the person, whether willingly or unwillingly. And so it does become harder and harder over time.
I don't doubt that, but like I think maybe it's the defense is just getting to me, because the defense is like, yeah, but she liked the freak offs, and it just feels like 10 years. Although then again, this is a man that could go and burn someone's Porsche and no one cares.
True.
Yeah, they're showing some pictures of his burnt up car. Yeah, it's not too bad.
What?
It wasn't like firebomb. It wasn't like exploded.
Well, they probably like put it out.
Yeah, I wish it was exploded, though.
Yeah, me too.
He testified he believes Sean Diddy Combs was behind the January 2012 car bombing because he was mad that Miss Cudi had a fling with his on-and-off girlfriend, Cassie. He believes someone threw the cocktail under the car after cutting a hole in the top. Oh, yeah, so he cut a hole in the top and threw, like, a Molotov in there? That's badass.
Holy shit.
The Ciroc Molotov.
That's crazy.
What was that great Diddy track, though, that had, like, French Montana and shit on it?
Oh,
that song's
that's
a banger.
The Future song.
Oh, is it with Future too?
Racks on Racks on Racks. Or no.
No, not Racks on Racks. What is it? Hold on.
Yeah, isn't it? Oh, what is it?
Let's see.
It's like an old Future
Same damn
song.
Time?
Oh, yeah, Same Damn Time. Classic Future.
You know the rules, Jim.
Yeah, we got to hear it. Same Damn Time rules. He was probably bumping this because this is around this time, 2012.
Yeah, he's hanging out with goons like Future.
Is that a drawing of Kid Cudi right there?
Even Diddy has a decent verse on this.
Yeah. Is this back when Brick in Your Face was popular? Because that's what this sounds like.
I don't even know why motherfuckers is trying to even touch this motherfucker.
You've always loved Diddy's verse on this for some reason. It's your fan.
I just think it goes hard.
My money. Money.
Hey, you know you can't do the remix without me.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'll kill you.
Your money and my money ain't the same damn kind. I could live your life and my life at the same damn time. See my riding out money. That should buy your house money. I got that. I could build a mall right by your house money. Hold up. Say you got that 550. You talking about that Benz, nigga? Say I got that 550. I'm talking about them M's, nigga. All black Phantom, white seat. I killed them, bring them white sheets. Say, ooh, I think she like me. Cause I got me backs like white tees.
Time and times, people, fortune, for same damn time. Double XL GQ vibe, source, same damn time.
Nigga, you don't live that shit that's in your lame ass rhymes. Y'all on woke or sleeping giant, now the game back mine. Don't be mad, nigga. Be motivated.
Damn. Bring that trap back.
Yeah, bring that trap back. Cardi brought it back.
Let's go back to the trap house.
Is that what trap music was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I also miss trap music.
Because, yeah, I mean, I guess Brick in Your Face. That's trap, right? That was like straight from the trap house.
That's some the only rap song beats. I like in my entire life. So then I love trap. I
put this brick in your face.
What's so funny, though, is Cudi went and testified and talked about this. I think there was something else where he intimidated him as well. I'm trying to see if they mention it on this article. But then I think it was Young Thug tweeted, oh, damn, Cudi's a snitch.
I mean, Cudi kind of feels like the type of guy where being a snitch doesn't hurt him. Like, he's not a part of that world, right? Like, once you're off doing movies and you're not even making music anymore.
Yeah. He probably makes bad music.
Yeah, I mean, I know he put out music recently. Like, I used to love Cudi, but then, yeah, everything just bled into the next thing. It all sounded the fucking same. Let me see. What did he say specifically?
From the chat. Diddy loves Cudi's his splack.
No, he said, damn, Cudi a rat, LOL.
More like bitch homie quad. Young Thug, lol.
Damn, Cudi rat. Cudi rat, lol. Didn't he just have his trial? Did he beat that?
Yeah,
did
he's free. I think the album comes out like today.
Good for him.
Yeah, he skated because I think the prosecution did like a really terrible job or something. Because I remember the judge kept yelling at the prosecution.
And then I don't know who Touré is. Who's Touré or Tor?
Touré?
Yeah. He says Young Thug got it twisted when it comes to what is and isn't snitching. And he schools us too. Yeah, I don't know. Who is that?
I don't know.
That's just someone from TMZ, anyways. Oh, is it just this guy?
It's got to be that guy.
Oh, I've seen that guy. It's definitely that's a talking be that head guy.
All right, just like a TMZ. Like whenever hip hop comes up, they bring this guy in to talk about it.
Being a rat is to be a snitch. Right?
Oh, I don't know who this is.
No one knows who he is. You don't know who he is, but he's the exact guy you expect him to be. Because he even is like, to be is the thing. Yeah. Like he's talking like a slam poetry.
Yeah. He's like cadence. That. Who's that guy they always get with hair kind of like this too?
Oh, that old guy?
Yeah, they always get that guy.
I forget. I know exactly who you're talking about. I forget his name though.
Bishop Don Juan. Coward. I think it's Bishop Don Juan, that old black guy.
Completely misunderstanding what snitching is, what being a rat is. To be a snitch,
I mean,
right? Which is a huge thing in hip hop.
I don't know, want to say I know what black guys would call this guy.
Yeah, but we might know.
I think it would start with unk.
Committed a crime together, or at least I am aware of the crime you committed because we are friends. And then I told the state what you did.
This seems like the beginning of like a music video, like of a nerd. For me.
That's snitching. Kid Cudi was not in a situation where he
like Ludacris comes
him.
Through with giant
You're also
hands.
Also snitching if someone.
So, but by that guy's definition, then yeah, if someone beats you up, like I'm pretty sure you know snitches get stitches means like yeah, if I beat you up, you better not fucking tell the police about it. But yeah. He's like. No, snitching is only if you both commit a crime and you tell on someone. Like, if someone attacks you, you could tell the police about it.
Cameron got shot, drove to the hospital, and never
yes,
said anything.
Exactly.
If we could go back to one of the greatest media moguls of our time, Cameron. He's been running. He got shot. He didn't say shit.
Like,
it's the code. It's a code.
Exactly. Sort of the code, right? Like, yeah, someone did something to you, but you're not going to run to the cops. You handle it. Yourself, you handle it on the streets. If you go to law enforcement or you testify, then you're seen as a rat.
That is what the thugs, or let's say the criminals, want you to think. They want you to believe if you talk to anybody about us, then you are a bad person. If you
yeah,
are
that's what
the
thing line, means.
I'm starting to think this guy doesn't know what the motto on like don't snitch is.
I think this guy's just testing out a character for his SNL audition
yeah.
next week.
Yeah, these other gang members don't want you to snitch.
Yeah,
because they'll hurt you.
This they, guy
they
is
give
like
you stitches or this, something worse.
This guy is like a parody character you'd see on the Boondocks.
Yeah,
he'd be yes. like. He'd yes. be like Uncle Tom or something. They
this
bring
is
out.
A 1,000% well, yeah. a Boondocks well, this, character.
That's
that
literally
Huey like, would be fucking like yeah. like trying to like make a case for, but his brother would be like calling him a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's literally like a music video character at the beginning. Like yes. Eminem comes in and farts on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Friggin'
Ludacris has giant hands and punches him.
Yeah, Young Thug comes in and just shoots him in the head.
Oh, shit, you a rat, lol.
No justice, no peace. Juke my snitch. Thank you.
Hit them. You made a choice to be in the Crips or in the whatever group. Then you're down with them. Now, if you talk, then you're a snitch. I'm a citizen. I'm not in these groups. I don't commit crime. If I know Greg down the street tried to rob the bank, and I say, Greg robbed the bank? I'm not a snitch. I'm
like,
a witness.
This, is
this
like
guy's
a black
giving
guy.
The wrong information.
Yeah. He's going to get people killed. And yeah, and it's literally like when Dave Chappelle dresses up as a white guy.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
I can't believe this.
I could see like a poor kid. A poor kid's gonna end up getting like beat up or shot, and he's gonna be like, "But Toure said that. Toure on TMZ said."
Oh, fellas, you don't understand. I'm not in a gang.
I'm now, just a civilian.
I'm just a regular man.
If you rob me, I'm gonna call the cops on you.
Here, let me pull up the Toure video. I'm gonna show you what you guys are doing wrong yeah. right now.
Yeah, it's just the scene from like. Where's the guy getting shot with the shotgun in the hood movie? Is that Boys in the Hood? Ricky!
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
But he's a civilian!
Oh, wait, no!
He's not in a gang!
Call the cops!
You know, classically, you all those tragedies of guys in gangs being let go.
Yeah, because Ricky wasn't even in a gang. Ricky was just about to get out of the hood. He was about to get a scholarship.
Well, that's why, so I guess... The advice from Toure didn't ring true.
Yeah, it didn't help out.
It's a lie. Where somebody gets attacked and whatever, and we call them up, and why didn't you call the police? No comment. Why didn't you speak out? No, I mean, because they're scared.
That idea exists within the community that I should not support or help law enforcement, the government, over the people around me. This is about... culture and about community, but it's also a complete misunderstanding.
I mean, is it racist for us to say that, like, were they thinking bringing this guy on to talk about
this guy's an
African American culture?
Yeah. This guy's an obvious CIA plant, by the way.
Yeah,
it's like this guy is the biggest dork I've ever seen in my life, and he's like, what you don't understand?
Yeah, you literally look it up and he's just Jewish. You're like, oh, he's not even black, he's just tan. He looks like Adam Friedland in Black.
Our problem with the police, ACAB all day. But when people are committing crime in your neighborhood, you don't owe an allegiance to them because we share the same skin color. You robbed Miss Johnson. She's 80 years old. I should call the precinct and protect Miss Johnson because I'm rooting for everybody black.
It's so funny because he has the black guy, white guy voice. He has the voice, like you were saying, Jeff, basically like when Dave Chappelle dressed up as a white guy.
Yeah.
So he's just an obvious, he's a plant. Who's believing this dude?
Remember that guy, like, it was like in the 80s and he wore like a fake nose and was kind of a rapper?
Oh, yeah, oh, Tupac.
Digital Underground.
Yeah. This guy looks like that
Humpty,
guy.
The Humpty Dance guy.
Yes, he looks like the Humpty Dance guy. If like
Shock G.
Yeah, he looks like Shock G if all of it was like real. He looks like actual Shock G.
Like, I shouldn't, but that's what the Camerons would want us to say. That's what the Young Thugs of the world would want us to say. Don't Cuddy should respond to Diddy attacking his car by not calling the police. He tried to deal with this in a way that would be respectful of this code. He calls Diddy. He calls him. He doesn't, when he first learns Diddy is in your house, which is an amazing thing, right? Diddy's assistant calls Cuddy and says, Diddy is in your house. Like, people are like, that's a horror movie moment right there. But then he doesn't call the police. He calls Diddy.
Hey, why are you in my house?
Who is this guy anyways? Let me see.
I feel like I've seen this guy.
Torrey Neblett.
That's what he is.
American writer, music journalist, culture critic, podcaster, television personality, co-host of the TV show The Cycle on MSNBC, a contributor to MSNBC's The Dylan Radican Show, and host of Fuse's Hip Hop Shop and On the Record. He serves on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominating committee. He taught a course on the history of hip hop at Clive Davis Institute of Recorded Music, part of the Tisch School of Arts.
He's got that vibe. He's got the I'm the king of the scene kind of vibe going for. You know, who's that guy that joined Opie and Anthony afterwards and you hated him, but you'd hate listening to him all the time?
Sam Roberts?
Yeah, he's like that for that guy for wrestling. This guy is for hip hop.
That's Sam Roberts. Used to have the same hair.
Yeah, that's Sam Roberts.
Yeah, that is Sam Roberts.
Sam Neblett. Touré Neblett.
He's written 5 books. Must be nice to just coast through life.
Yeah. I'm a connoisseur of hip hop.
So you write 5 books, Jim.
Yeah, well, I can write 5 books if I didn't care if they were good or not.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got
I write 8 books.
Jim, and I don't say this lightly, you've got Neblett envy.
Yeah, no, exactly. This guy. Oh, wait, sexual harassment accusation.
Yeah.
There we go.
What was his name?
Get his ass. On January 11th, 2019, Touré was accused of workplace sexual harassment by a makeup artist who had worked with him in 2017. Touré publicly apologized for his behavior, saying, "On the show, our team, including myself, engaged in edgy, crass banter that at the time I did not think was offensive for our tight-knit group. I'm sorry for my language and for making her feel uncomfortable in any way. As a lead on the show, I should have refrained from this behavior. I've learned and grown from this experience." He married Rita Nakuzi. They have a son named Hendrix and a daughter named Farouz. Blah, 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 whatever.
Farouz Neblett? Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sounds like a Pokemon.
Heard Bradshaw just come and fucking wreck house.
I love that this guy. I mean, it's funny, though, because we're like, what is this guy talking about? But honestly, the things he's saying are logical. He's just saying, like, hey, protect your neighborhood.
Nerd.
But it's also like, but that's clearly not the cult, like the no snitching culture.
Yeah, I think he's trying to talk too logically about an illogical set of
rules. Well, what's
funny
is that, but he's making it seem like, no, we've just misunderstood all these years.
Yeah.
They just meant don't snitch if you're in a gang.
Yeah.
That's what they meant all along.
Again, I stand by the idea that I feel like Kid Cudi is outside of that realm of rap music and
not
stuff.
According to Young Thug.
And I feel like Cudi's probably like, yeah, okay, fine.
Is his logo
who's
just
mad
cum?
At me? Who's going to do something?
Is the Young Thug's icon just cum?
Yeah, it's just a cum splatter.
He does wild out on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, it's Splack.
He's Young Splack.
Splack is definitely an ad lib he's used before.
Call me Young Splack.
Splack.
Oh, is that Cuddy? How do you get this job as a terrible like court artist?
No,
whatever?
That's what Cuddy looks like. He looks like Jimmy Olsen. He looks like the guy standing up at the meeting, the Rockefeller picture or whatever. But old black. I guess like, that's Diddy though. No, isn't that supposed like to be Diddy?
A black version.
It looks more like Diddy.
Actually, I do want to. I don't know enough about this story, but I'm seeing it on the side here. Because have you seen Nick Cage as Madden in the Amazon Madden
I've seen
movie
the picture,
they're making?
Yeah.
As John Madden? Oh wow!
Yeah, him
oh.
and
he looks just
Fat
like
Dick.
Him.
Oh no, is that Fat Dick?
Fassbender?
Oh no, that's Christian Bale.
Oh, that's Christian. That's Christian Bale.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, yeah. Christian Bale
as
is
Al Davis.
Al Davis. But apparently, an actor quits over alleged use of N-word full nudity.
Yeah, I mean, it's I the don't John know Madden
oh,
movie.
They
what
say
else
the
are
N-word
we
in
do?
A movie about the Raiders?
Well, I mean, we're not going to do full nudity in the John Madden biopic? Okay, Elmo.
Yeah, well, I don't know this story, so let me see. Sources close to Amazon tell us the allegations are being twisted. TMZ spoke with 5 members of the cast and crew for the upcoming film.
They mean like people were doing this, like on the set. Like
that's what
like
I'm goof. Saying. That's oh. what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay.
Oh, it's David O. Russell. David O. He also, I mean, because he did I Heart Huckabees, and he had
out.
That freak out video that leaked. Right? Was he yelling at like Lily Tomlin? Not
yeah,
Lily Tomlin. Maybe it was
Frances McDormand. One of those.
Someone
ladies.
Like that. Yeah. Well, and also, of course. Christian Bale had that famous Terminator meltdown.
Well, I think David O. Russell's like notoriously impossible, like very hard to work with. He's like one of those like say it this way or I'll kill you kind of guys.
And Nick Cage is notoriously awesome and great to work with, apparently. Wow. Which you see him on screen, you're like, you think this guy would be difficult to work with.
Okay, so there were some serious claims about the director. Crew and cast members told us on Friday Russell was working with an unnamed actor on an impromptu monologue when the director allegedly said the N-word, and that upset the actor, along with others who allegedly walked off set before they broke for lunch and then wrapped for the day. Oh, so was it like was he saying, maybe he was like, then you say this, then you say that. Or because I don't know if he was like, hey, UN, get the fuck in the scene already. Yeah.
And then Christian, you say I'm Al Davis, N-word.
It sounds like this falls under the are you allowed to say it while you're listening to a song in your car?
Yes. Yeah. Like, are we all artists here?
Yeah. Is this like, are you like, I feel like that's exactly what this is. So either you can or you can't. And that's the answer to what happened.
It's
here.
Very funny to have that picture of him and be like, everyone's mad at him for saying the N-word.
I wonder what was the full frontal nudity? Sources.
Look at my dick, N-word.
Oh, sources tell TMZ it was actually the actor's idea to include the N-word in the scene after a private creative conversation with the director, but the word was not used when they shot the scene. David did not say the word while shooting the scene, but declined to speculate what upset the actor. We're also told by cast and crew that a day earlier, the same actor made it clear he did not want to be nude in a scene, a locker room setting. Which allegedly pissed off David, and his reaction was, quote, unprofessional.
That sounds like David O. Russell. Okay, Everything I've ever heard about David O. Russell, the idea that some guy's going to be like, oh, I don't want to do that. And he'd be like, but we're fucking here.
Yeah, he wanted his dick out.
Let me see that dick.
I know what it's like to be furious when someone won't pull their dick out. We've all been there.
An intimacy coordinator tried to make the actor more comfortable and suggested different blocking, but the actor still had an issue, which is when David calmly said he didn't have to be in the shot. The studio stressed that nudity was not sprung on anyone. Everyone knew well in advance parts would be on display. Especially these days, dude, they want dick in so many, like, that's to say, like, we're a streaming show. Here's a fucking cock. Like, any cock you see.
Ugly women, small dicks. Yeah.
Anytime you put a streaming show on, they're going to be like, here's a fucking cock, bro. Here's a fucking dick
a
right now.
You ready? You fucking ready?
Although, actually, no, I did see Bring Her Back, and spoilers, there's a cock in the beginning.
Oh, what the hell?
In the beginning?
I'm not seeing that gay shit.
They front load with all the best stuff.
Yeah, don't worry. There's a cock within the first 10 minutes of the new horror film, Bring Her Back.
But scroll up real quick.
So,
yeah.
Keep going. But why? Oh, wait, go down. This is totally worth it.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
But what is Nick Cage's role as Shane Gillis in this?
Oh, get his ass.
Thank you.
So I believe.
It really does look like Fassbender.
Yeah. I mean, he looks just like Al Davis, which is pretty impressive.
But now I'm feeling like Fassbender should have been cast.
Maybe he's too tall.
Could be.
I believe that
perspective,
maybe his cock's too big.
That everyone knew there was supposed to be nudity, and the actor was like being a baby.
Good one, Jim.
Well, because it's always going around on Fassbender's cock. That's his fucking calling
card.
He's
got a notorious huge cock.
I didn't even make that connection. I thought you were just going for it. Yeah, because you're a joke.
No, there's a fucking method to my madness.
I believe that the actor should have known there was nudity and made a big deal about it, but I don't believe that David O. Russell calmly said, fine, you don't have to be in the shot. Not for a second.
Yeah. He was probably, well, but also, like, even him saying that, even if he did say it calmly, the context is kind of like, you're out of the fucking movie. Yeah, it wasn't like, you won't be in this shot. It's like, oh, we'll probably take your monologue away and whatever the fuck.
Yeah, your inward monologue.
I want to suck on that thing.
I'm David O. Russell.
Huck to a fucking spit on that thing.
Riz.
Jim said, Jim, are you David O. Russell?
Well, there's a Riz Tua.
Well, there's a live picture, a POV of Christian Bale coming up to dap up Jim.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yo, good shit.
I love that.
Oh, dude, I heard you say Riz Tua. It's fucking great.
We don't blow that picture up so we can dap it up when we walk into the studio.
Intimacy coordinator, conversations. They're going to have to stop putting cocks in movies, man.
Yeah.
Or put twice as many until you're desensitized.
One Madden individual told us that the production had been a mess with conflicts like the aforementioned allegations, and tensions were being exacerbated by Nick and Christian, who are both true method actors. This has got to be the most annoying film set in the world right now.
An insane director with two method actors?
Yeah, but the characters they're playing are just guys.
Yeah. Two fucking loonies and a crazy director and a big swinging dick that won't put it on display for everyone to see.
Like, I don't want anyone to see my massive penis.
Yeah, Fassbender would have never said that.
Fassbender wants everyone to see his massive penis. You need to be just like Fassbender, anonymous actor.
But yeah, there you go. And then, real quick, let me see here. I guess Cuddy did make a video.
Whoa, it's a Double Cutters Friday?
Yeah, Cuddy made a video thanking
Jeff,
everyone.
Did you hear?
Oh, boy.
It's a Double Cutters Friday.
Ooh. Ooh.
We're ready, Jim.
Yeah, he did want to break his silence on being a rat.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, man, I've been seeing all the love and support, and I just want to say thank you so much, man. People have been hitting me up the past week, just checking in, and even today, and it really means a lot to me, man. You guys are the best. I love y'all. This is a stressful situation. I'm glad it's behind me, and I love y'all, man.
This is breaking your silence?
Yeah, why do you even make that?
Y'all, I just want you to know that I lose my mind at night.
I do think he, like, kind of going back to what you were saying a little bit, Mike, about it, like, him not being the type of guy that it affects. I feel like that shows that maybe he is a little like, hey, I'm not a rat. Hey, guys, I'm not a bitch, but I did have to go and talk about how Diddy lit my car on fire and was mean to me because I dated his girlfriend.
Feels like this video, you might as well just say nothing forever.
Yeah, right.
Because you essentially said nothing. Yeah. Like, what's the point of even making this if this is what you make?
Well, it's so funny because I don't know anything about what he's up to because he blocked me years ago because he was texting. No, his mom was texting him from some movie. Like, he showed the screenshots.
I remember this.
He's like, oh, my mom. I forget what movie it was.
I remember this like it happened fucking yesterday.
But he's like, oh, my mom's loving blah, blah, blah. And I just replied to him. I go, tell her to get off her fucking phone in the theater. And he got so mad, he blocked me. What the hell? Funny. I wonder if I could find one.
My mom's loving There Will Be Blood. Dude, she's cutting it up. Boy, don't you go down that hole.
Yeah, what movie was it? Trying to think, because I remember.
Oh, here it was. I actually found the screenshot. He texts his mom, "Hey, mommy, checking in on you," and she's like, "You look good. I'm in the show watching Planet of the Apes 2." Ha 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 ha. And I quote tweeted him, and he's like, "Well, because he tweeted, I hate when she sees movies without me. That's bullshit." I go, tell her to get off the fucking phone in the theater, exclamation point. Hell yeah. I got a big blocker.
All because she couldn't get off her phone in Planet of the Ape 2.
Ha, 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 ha. I'm in the show. I'm in the show right now.
Movie time. I just like events.
But there you go. And then and you know what happened to him after he blocked me? Disappeared into obscurity.
Yes.
Starring in the worst Bill and Ted movie.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else? You know what? And you know what I was thinking to move on here? We love always checking in with like real or retard on the TikTok, on the old TikTok.
I love
it. I wanted to check in with one of our old boys from a little ways ago. This guy here, Black Lotus, Lord Babylon.
What's he been up to?
Zero? I honestly don't know. I just pulled up his channel. I was like, you know what? I was interested in what he's been up to.
Does he really have zero views on like everything? Are we going to be his first view on all of these?
Oh, I wonder. Or is, did he get banned or something? Yeah, why are they all showing zero?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was like seeing something wrong.
Let me see. Because I didn't watch this one. I just saw the title said something like Dr. Phil contacted me. I can't imagine that he really did, but maybe he did.
This video.
Now, I don't know if, in case people don't know who this guy is, we've covered his TikToks before. He's kind of this like weirdo nerd, but he always he does classic like men's rights statements about women and how like you know, if you have a girlfriend, you better not treat her with respect. Because they don't like that.
You're doing a fucking spectacular impression. I want everybody to give Jim a round of a fucking applause when you hear this guy talk and realize how good Jim just did.
And then he'll be like, women only respect when you treat them like dirt. You're welcome.
Holy shit.
And he always,
Jim,
he always ends.
This is like your Kermit, dude. This is like when I heard your Kermit for the first time.
He always ends with a you're welcome. Max, this guy's based as hell. Exactly. He's a based king, if you will.
Not going to be like my usual type of content. So for today's video, I figured I'd change the pace around a bit. So about a few weeks ago, I received a message from one of the producers of Dr. Phil. So I received this message back on April 10th. Hi, my name is...
What is it? Oh, he's going to read it.
Sabrina, and I am an associate producer with Dr. Phil. We're doing a show on influential TikTok videos that talk about what men and boys should do when it comes to women and their own self-confidence. My team and I were wondering if we could use your video in our segment. Please let me know. Thank you. I then replied back on the 11th and said, hello, yes, of course you can use my video. And if you're asking which video that was, this was the video in question.
If your woman puts makeup on you, it's over.
Yep.
She literally just proved to you that she doesn't respect you. She doesn't respect you, and she looks down upon you.
She then got back to me on the 12th, asking me if she could use this video. I respond with, of course. And I'm sure you know what this video might be.
If your girl goes off to college, it's over. She ain't your...
I love how her... That's great.
You can tell why we had to play real or retard with this guy.
Yes, because we couldn't... I mean, I'm still wondering, but I guess I'm not really wondering as much. But yeah, it's like, is this guy... Does this guy know what he's doing? Well, is he self-aware?
The guy in the comments thinks this is a fake account. It's like, it's clear that some people think this guy's playing a character.
Yeah.
Your girl no more. She's everybody's girl now.
Now this is where it takes a dark turn. She then sends me a message on May 5th saying, hi, thank you again for allowing us to use your video in our segment. However, we decided to go in a different direction and will not be using your video for this project. Thank you again and have a good rest of your day. Now look, I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I'm not disappointed.
I just had
that feeling. For some odd, peculiar reason, I just had that gut feeling that I knew that that was coming. And lo and behold, I was right. I think I understand why she decided to back out of it. Because I will admit the videos that I've been posting on this channel for about a year and a half are very... Andrew Tate-esque, at least... That's the best way I can put it.
All right, so he does know what he's doing, at least. He knows who he's ripping off anyway.
But also, Tate seemed like isn't goofing either.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe he leaned it. He started leaning into how over the top he was, but he still believed it. So I would argue that he probably thinks he's doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless, I will say that I'm proud of my work, even though it has caused endless amounts of hatred nonstop. Now, do I care about appearing on Dr. Phil? More or less. I think what I really
What? That's not how that works.
Either way.
That's not how that works at all.
I mean, because he guess, really does want to be on Dr.
Yeah,
Phil.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, it does mean that he does care about it.
More or less.
More or less.
Care about is spreading the good word. But yeah, so these are my final words. I appreciate you very much, Sabrina, for reaching out to me. And if you decided to pull back on the project, I can understand. No hard feelings. And as always, you're welcome.
Yeah, hit him with, tell him, King. Hit him with it.
King.
Yeah, I can't believe the Indian from the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is doing this now. After all that guy sacrificed for him.
Yeah, after being silent for so long, now he just won't shut
that's
up.
That's all he had to say?
Say it loud and say it clear.
Say it loud and say it clear.
Immigrants are welcome here.
Immigrants are welcome here.
Say it loud and say it clear.
Uh-oh, now he's gonna talk about some immigration protests. Let's see. Which way do you think he's going to go on this, Mike?
I think left.
I guess I'm just going to have
to
find out.
He's already making the scrunched up face like, huh.
I love immigrants.
Or is it just going to go, if your girl goes to a protest, it's over.
Yeah. If your girl's a Mexican.
What if he's like super anti-ICE? Here's where you could go if you're hiding from ICE. There's a bunch of locations. He's pointing at them.
Liberation.
Or is it literally just going to be he doesn't talk? People do this shit now where they don't talk and they make faces through a whole video. It's so annoying.
It's awesome. It's awesome that content has gotten that good.
So back on April 24th, there was a protest outside of Rhode Island Hospital. So a man was supposedly arrested.
Let's get a party going. Let's get a party going. When it's time to party, we will always party.
Oh, hell yeah, E-Rock.
I almost made a retard Andrew WK joke.
Yeah. Actually,
good job, E-Rock.
I don't want to hear about the Rhode Island protest.
This is the definition of a toxic marriage.
This is my wonderful husband. He was driving my car. I'm not guilty. Oh. He is.
Oh, it's that judge. It's that lovable Northeastern judge.
I hate this judge.
No, we love him. He's great. He's always giving people second chances.
Yeah, but he's also making a mockery.
No, you're thinking of that other dumb judge. The
Jim,
one that was
Mike
with...
hates when people make a mockery of the court.
The one I hate is the guy that's always involved in the Zoom court guy.
Oh, is that not? Oh, okay. I thought that's who you're talking about, is this guy.
No, this is the guy that's like, you got a ticket because you were late to work or something. And then he'll be like, oh man, it's tough out there, right? Trying to get to work.
Oh, then I like this guy.
You know, we'll settle it for a. You got a dollar on you?
That's right. Judge.
We'll settle
is
it for
pussy.
A dollar.
That's the type of mockery of the system that I like.
Let me explain what happened. I get the ticket in the mail, and I go, "What's this?" He says, "Just pay it." I said, "What happened?" He says, "I'm at the corner of Eddie and Dudley, and I turned right on a yellow light." I said, you went through a yellow light? He says, yeah. I said, I'm not paying it. We're going to fight this. Wednesday, we looked at the video for the first time.
Oh, no.
And I said, you went through a red light. That's where we stand.
You came here today to tell me
you can't turn right on red?
So the first thing you did was throw him under the bus.
I'm not throwing myself under.
You go through this every day.
He rolled his eyes.
Yeah, no, he's like Young Thug. He's like, man, his wife's a rat. Like, can't believe his wife would go up there and throw him under the bus like this.
Never stitch or it's over.
We've been happily married for 43 years, right?
Yes, dear.
And the whole entire crowd starts laughing after he utters, yes, dear.
Yeah, just like the most dude, obvious like coworker joke
the crowd,
ever. Dude, yeah. Fuck you. More like whatever the miss. Yeah, you're at the water cooler. Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever the missus wants to do tonight. I guess we'll watch whatever movie she likes. Yeah. Bro, she's a bitch.
Takes a swing at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's your just, wife sounds like a dumb bitch.
Hey, happy wife, happy life, right, fella? Fuck off, you fucking pussy.
Your happiness should come first. You should eat raw meat. Avocado and just a block of something.
Doesn't think you're funny. They think you're a clown.
I also love when retarded guys are alpha males because they're like so they're funny. Just fat losers too. Like usually, like they at least entertain. Like he works out or takes drugs or whatever. This guy's like, yeah. And if you want to get a woman, he's literally just farting in his.
Well,
khakis.
It is. It's amazing when you can literally see where the bitterness comes from.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing when you see a bitter guy and you're like, huh, I wonder what happened or what's
what
going
led
on.
You here?
Yeah.
But with this guy, you're like, oh, I get it. I know what's going on.
Well, this doesn't surprise me at all. The one Down syndrome guy I worked with was evil. I think I've said before on there. He hated women.
Pure evil?
He was pure evil. I remember one time we got machetes at the hardware store. And he's like, hey, big boy toys. He's oh like, he God. Bought two machetes. He hated women.
What? He bought two of them?
Yeah. He hated when like women would tell him what to do. He's like, don't ever tell me what to do.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's probably because he didn't get his pee-pee sucked. Because he had the high-top moccasins. You know, see the moccasins with the tassels?
Like Ugg boots?
Yeah, with the tassels, though.
I've never even heard of these.
Like something like Walker Texas Ranger would wear. He came in one day with these to work at a hardware store.
Are they saying they're knee-highs?
They're basically, look up like high-top moccasins. They're awesome. He looks like moccasins. He's like in like Skyrim. He had them.
Yeah, this sounds like you're talking about.
Because he said
boots.
He was something. He was a repapo Indian.
Wait, he called himself Indian?
Yeah. He once pushed a heavy ladder that's really hard to push all the way over.
I love he's like, yeah, I'm going to convince everyone I'm a Native American by calling myself an Indian.
Oh, yeah, like these?
Yeah. Yeah, like
these rock.
Yeah, he came in with basically the ones on the bottom left.
There. Yeah, he does look like a Skyrim character.
It's awesome. Yeah,
he looks like a guy you'd fight early on to try and get his fur armor so you can sell it.
Yeah, and then he bought two machetes, and then a manager told him what to do, and he's like, "No, don't ever tell him what to do."
And then he hacked him up.
Yeah.
Wavy G, like Stuttering John. With like Kevin Malone's voice. I know Stuttering John. I don't know who Kevin
from
Malone
the Office.
Is. All right. Max Murder. I think Jake interviewed this guy at WrestleMania. Oh yeah, that Undertaker dude. I love that Undertaker video.
Just that she's the husband of the marriage. Meanwhile, he's the wife in the marriage. And those 43 years, she's had your ass on a leash ever since. Because you're her fucking dog.
He's so mad.
I love
he's so
talking,
mad.
Talking that shit to like a 70-year-old. You're like, you gotta fix this right now, bud.
Yeah.
You fucked up, dude. 42 years of marriage or horse shit. She's a bitch.
What an idiot.
I love being so upset at a guy that's literally living the dream.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, you could be like, why are you doing that? But it's like, clearly just a fun back and forth. Hey, we've been together for decades. Yeah. Now we're just goofing. And this guy's really, really upset about it.
Your wife needs to work out. She's ugly.
That was bad. It gets worse.
Uh-oh. Linda's husband has found the secret to a long, successful marriage.
Oh, did he?
No, it's not actually listening or meaningful walks on the beach or mastering the Kama Sutra. Nope. It's much simpler than that. It's two simple words.
We've been happily married for 43 years, right?
Yes, dear. That's right. The two most important words for a husband to learn are, yes, dear. Repeat that phrase every time she stops talking, and you're good to go. Pro tip. No charge.
That made it a lot worse. What he taught you right there was how to be in a toxic marriage.
Yeah, true. I disagree with the bailiff.
That made
it great. Pro tip. Great.
No charge.
That made it a lot worse. What he taught you right there was how to be in a toxic marriage. And this is the epitome of that.
What he taught you right there.
I just want to point out to the gentleman that.
Oh, that I let him play. Yeah, he's got 10 seconds.
And I just want to point out to the gentleman that if you're this guy, you're done. You are fucking done. You're welcome.
Ooh,
you're done. You're welcome.
Yeah, Adam B., this motherfucker's spitting, dude.
All they
yeah.
taught us is that traffic laws are a joke.
Well, I'm usually used to, like, hearing a guy with this voice, like, at a wrestling show, talking about how yes. stoked he is that yeah. fucking CM Punk's back or something. Because, yeah. like, these are the type of guys you talk to at wrestling shows, like, these type of retards all the time.
I'm shocked that we haven't had like four or five different videos about his opinions on wrestling right now.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's got, usually yeah. it's peppered in there at yeah, some no. point. He has opinions on wrestling, oh, he I does. Guarantee it.
He is not excited about what the women's tag division looks like.
I
doesn't even think there should be a women's tag division.
I'm with him on that one. Odraz, thank you for the super chat. Jeff, we need to hear more about your coworker. He wants to hear about your coworker, Jeff.
Oof. That's about it. I mean, he was just scary. He's so strong. He flipped over like a like one of those ladders you get to the top of a like a department store with. With the brakes were on, he somehow just kept pushing it. And then tipped it all the way over. And he's like, meh. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have any particular stories.
If she has you saved as boyfriend or husband in your contacts, she ain't loyal. Oh, this is just a silent one.
Why?
I guess it's because it's not your name? Why?
Boyfriend would be weird, I guess.
These are the women that cheat the most.
He wants, because then no matter who's looking through her phone, you can't catch anybody or you don't know anyone's name, I guess.
Although this commenter says exactly, my boyfriend's contact name is settings. He doesn't understand this.
I don't understand that.
How would it trick you though if it because it's in context?
Settings is called. Yeah, it's not Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it's.
Not. Yeah, yeah. That's why that comment got no likes. Yeah. But the comment that said Lord Babylon before, that's crazy because I have this guy set as boyfriend husband because he can do both.
The worst men to take dating advice from are the men that have only been with one woman their entire lifetime. Straight up. The type of game that they teach you is, listen to your wife. What your wife says goes. Your wife is always right. Always wait for the right
comments.
One.
Chad, is this for real?
I love when a guy with a stupid voice has to do a stupid voice in what he's talking
it's
about.
So great.
So it just becomes a completely different stupid voice.
Yeah, yeah. It's an amalgamation of stupid voices.
Always say, yes, dear.
Uh-huh.
Bro, what? All they teach you is how to get cucked by women, how to get finessed by women, how to give all your power away to women, and how to be in sexless marriages with women.
I like that he's showing some chest hair.
I was about to say.
He's got the deep, well, it's not really even a V. It's just like unbuttoned, right?
That shirt got me listening.
I got low
ceilings. It's the game that they all preach. If you take advice from a man that's only been married to one woman.
Wait, what is this comment? Do you want to be in Cthulhu's video?
Got to be some TikTok person, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like the idea of thinking it's actual Cthulhu.
It's just an otherworldly horror, wanting him to be in a video.
Yeah, this is how they trick you.
Hey, Cthulhu reached out to me. Apparently wants to be in a video.
Well, scroll down. Let's see what Shabba Wabba Doobie says.
Yeah, Shabba Wabba Doobie. One greater than zero. Ooh, got his ass.
20 plus years, not only will you be cucked and not only will you be finessed, you're gonna get cheated on and you're gonna get divorced. Garen fucking T it. And then you're gonna look back and you're gonna ask yourself, what the fuck just happened? How did it come to this? And I'm gonna tell you how it came to this. You took advice from a man that has only been married to one vagina their entire lifetime. And these men think that just because they have a ring on their finger, automatically that makes them an expert in relationships. Just because you have a ring on your finger doesn't make you an expert in relationships, because you're really not. All you're doing is teaching men how to be beta male soy boys with cotton candy dicks, because that's what you are.
That's
me?
Good.
I'm trying to teach men how to be players and fuck boys. We're not the same.
As the men that are
sitting there going, you're trying to teach us to fuck boys?
Or be a fuck boy.
Wait, is it good to be a fuck boy?
If all you're trying to do is fuck. No. If you want to fuck, then being a fuck boy is your game.
Well, because is a fuck boy just someone who fucks a lot of chicks?
No, not usually. It used to be like, I mean, maybe girls
turned it into
that.
I thought it was just like an idiot. I thought it was like a dumbass.
Well, because
I watched that show Fuckboy Island.
Yeah,
and I think girls have co-opted it into something lame where it is just like a guy that cheats on them. It's like, oh, he's just a fuckboy. Because we know it as fuckboy homo, like the classic fuckboy in the his hood. Or are we talking about online, my G? Because in the his hood, fuckboy is like, if you snitch, you's a fuckboy.
Oxford Dictionary says that a fuckboy is a weak or contemptible man.
I'm guessing that he's like maybe.
But
he's,
then it also does say his second definition is a man who has many casual sexual partners.
Yeah, so my guess is that lady it started as one and then they kind of like took it and said like, oh yeah, he thinks he's a fuckboy. He is a fuckboy and like he's made a it a bad boy. Thing.
So then, yeah, everyone does want to be a fuckboy then.
Unless you're track cat.
We're not the same. And to the men that are sitting there going, oh, well, I have a ring on my finger. Clearly, I know more about relationships than you do. Bro, no the fuck you don't. You don't know shit about
shit. I like when he swears.
Shit. Because if you really did know what you were talking about, then you'd be preaching the same game that I preach. But you're not. So just sit down, shut up, and let me take it from here. You're welcome.
I've never seen him that mad before.
Yeah. I like what's the his passion.
Game? I don't know his game. I'm not familiar with his dating advice.
Yeah,
I guess
does
it's
he
all
actually
kind
give
of
dating
advice?
I
men with a belly ring?
yeah.
That looks good.
Women marry the man they don't want. A woman can't be president.
These are all so
good evening, cowards.
I think we brought it up, and it's basically just like he looks at his life and goes, okay, since I don't have a woman, that means everything that I'm doing is right and everything else is wrong. So now I'll just turn that into the bad
thing.
And
he's literally just on TikTok watching like alpha reels and repeating.
Yeah. Yes,
it's not like he's even coming up with his thoughts. It's just filtered through a retard's brain.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to jump on here to talk about something. So this takes back to
September. I was just out here hooping.
2011. I had this classmate, and the moment I saw him stretch his arms, I noticed that he had a belly ring. And then I thought to myself, tell me this can't be real. And I just knew from that moment on that I can never, ever take a man seriously.
Good evening, cowards.
He has a belly ring. The moment that I see a man with a belly ring today, I want to go up to him
Mike.
And ask him, tell me that you've lost all your masculinity without telling me. Because let me tell you something, a man with a belly ring is not masculine. Me personally, the belly ring thing should strictly be for the women and women only. And if you want to say that I'm an asshole, go right ahead. But just know something, it will never work on me. You're welcome.
He was leveled and rational in that one.
Yeah. I like the comment, weren't you in middle school?
Royale just hit 22K. We hit it at the top
good
of the
evening,
show.
Cowards.
I mentioned it at the beginning. Thank you for the super chat, though. And then this other one here, I assume this is fake, but it's just people trying to do bits in public, but like for clout, for
this is my least favorite.
I was gonna say, I was like, Mike's gonna hate this.
Everything about what you just said is the stuff I hate the most.
She's trying to mess with her Uber driver.
She's emo like Emperor. Who put on my corpse paint to be emo?
Fetch me their souls. I want to kill my mom. I want to kill my dad.
This is embarrassing. This embarrasses me.
This is like super embarrassing.
I want to kill my grandma. I want to kill my Uber driver.
Didn't you like go to jail for that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, wouldn't you just immediately call the police? Or like at the very least report this person to Uber?
Shanti is too funny.
Are you all right? Do you need
makes me embarrassed.
Yeah,
that's why the main reason I want to watch it is it's not that I'm like, oh my god, can you believe what she's doing? It's more like I'm really embarrassed watching this.
I'm like, Pat, I am, how is she not embarrassed if I am?
What's more embarrassing, though, that or like the people in the comments that were that are like, "Were you acting crazy in that Uber?" She was like, "Whoa,
you made her get out her car."
They just describe what happened. They're like, "Girl, when you did the thing in the whole video, the description, they were like, "Uh-oh, doo-doo time." All right. Also, is this fake? Like when the lady?
It's gotta be, right? Because at this point, I could see maybe doing the real thing if you just went in with. Well, I'm not saying this video, but I'm just saying. Say you painted your face and then you did it
like I chime in.
But then when you're saying I'm gonna kill you and you're threatening, you're like actually trying to grab them,
lashing out and stuff. Like I don't know.
Time to act emo.
Unless the lady's just like, who's this dumb fucking teenager? Like being stupid, and so she's not taking it seriously.
She just pulls out the biggest gun and blows her head off. Yeah, she'd be in jail, right?
Father, can you hear me?
Ugh, makes me so embarrassed.
I need your love today.
What makes me more embarrassed too is that it's like she's in her mind. She's like, "This is gonna be great. This is awesome.
I got her ass. I tried to grab her and said I was gonna kill her.
I'm gonna get so many." I mean, I guess she did get a lot of views on it, but she's like, "I'm gonna get so many views.
This is embarrassing garbage."
Are you listening? Get out of my car. I need your love today, Father.
It's really like...
Let's check out her other stuff.
No, there is. There's more. Ugh. There's acting like I have an imaginary friend in my Uber.
Hey, how you doing, man?
He's our Uber driver. Get in. Put your seatbelt on. No. No. Sit back.
Ugh,
yo.
This is painful.
Well, of course, your girl, what? Hold on, what you say? You said you hungry. Girl, me too. I'm so hungry, I can eat our Uber driver.
Shoot, sir.
Stomach just rumbling.
Yeah, it's a stand your ground state.
Matter of fact.
Well, I was going to kill myself today, but...
What you say, Slice?
Might as well be both of us.
How much room you got to go, ma'am?
You got the dirt? Bokusha, what? You need to stop by your sneaky, your baby daddy house. Okay, bust this right.
I think
here.
What's so painful about it too is it's like such an unfunny person.
Yeah, right.
Like and the you're trying real so hard. Unfunny.
And the bit has to be really funny if you're just gonna. You said what? You're gonna do this now.
She gonna do this now.
Cause it's like, I mean, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's any reality where, say, if I was a young kid and I watched this, I would laugh. Like, I'm thinking about when I first watched, like, Tom Green Show or something like
that.
Yeah.
Well, like, you'd have to be a YS like this.
Well, it's like, it's an impression of humor. It's like some, it's, I've always said this about, like, Cards Against Humanity. The reason people like playing it is because the people that like it are people that aren't
funny.
It's
like training wheels trying to make a joke.
It lets you like feel the feeling that someone who's actually funny feels when they come up with something funny by having shit in front of you tell you what to say, you say it, and then people laugh, and you're like, oh my God, this is an amazing feeling. This person has seen videos and seen TikToks and seen all these people, and she's like, oh, I'll do an impression of what I'm seeing, but she has none of the ability. She doesn't understand what her impression is of. She's just simply trying to emulate what she's seen. And so it's coming across completely
hollow. Well, and there's a way you can be annoying in public. This lacks the joy de vivre of like a boot gang.
Yeah,
that joy, that life to it.
Boonk is chaos, and then there's like being funny. She's like neither.
Well, but that's why I'm trying to compare it to stuff when I was young that I thought was funny that was similar, like a Tom Green. But then again... Tom Green, it was like he was creating a whole genre. Like that wasn't necessarily a thing because we all didn't have phones and social media.
That's why I say it feels like an impression. She's clearly doing what she's seen.
Or like the
I love Tom Green.
Or like the CKY videos or like early Jackass or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this shit just, it's so desperate and it's so unfunny, but like, I get so embarrassed because the person is like in their face, like, this is great. This is going to be so good.
Yeah.
She's still funnier than Back to the Sofa.
Ooh. Whoa. Shots fired. Chat Martin. I mean, I'll have you know that Back to the Sofa might be funnier.
And it's a real bummer that this has millions of views and thousands of likes. Or vice versa, millions of likes, thousands of views. Because it's like, there are people out there that are like, you know what it is? It's like the de-evolution of the feeling. There are people that can do this.
Yes.
There are people that see it and go, I should be doing that, but they can't. Then there's the people that can't even like try and fail like she is. And they're the people that like her, right? That must be the only people that can like this are the people that aren't even willing to do a bad job trying to do what the good job people do.
You know who really likes it? Down on their luck, 50-year-old Uber drivers.
Well, it's, but it's also like, This is to tie to the other videos we were watching. Like we were talking about the guy at the water cooler that's like, happy life, happy wife. But someone would legitimately laugh at that.
Yeah.
Because it's such a surface level, nothing joke. Like that's who would laugh at this because they'd be like, oh my God, what is she doing? God, I can't believe it.
She's like, not like that, but she's acting like that.
She got stopped by her baby daddy crib. He tripping.
I gotta take you, ma'am, to your destination real quick.
You been busy today?
Oh, man. I've had like 14 runs.
Stop! Stop pulling! Laquisha, stop!
Laquisha, stop. Please stop. Okay, she's calm, man.
Is he trying to be tolerant or is this fake?
He's goofy.
It could be either way. Like, this one I could see maybe being real because there's so nothing to it. And it's almost worse if he goes along with the bit. It's better for your bit if you're doing it and the guy's getting like annoyed or weirded out. Like it's not as fun if he goes along with it. What if we're non-Uber? Oh, trolling the Wendy's drive-thru. This must be good.
Oh my God. You could tell she's unfunny just by looking at her.
Like, she's already making unfunny faces.
Still frame of this lady, you immediately go like, not a funny word has ever left her mouth. Ever.
Well, but according to this comment, bro, the face you made in the beginning, I'm automatically cracking up.
Oh, shit.
No, for real.
Pins in the chat, this is mid and cringe at best. This is not mid. This is bad. Like, yeah, I think mid is like you're being too fair, Pins.
Yeah.
Pop up. Lemonade, you guys have. I'm sorry,
do you have lemonade? What flavors? It's
tangerine.
Mandarin.
Tangerine. Like citrus.
Raspberry?
Oh.
Just say
right.
Other stuff. Genius.
Man, tangerine like an orange. Strawberry?
Okay, that literally is the bit. The bit is you just say a different thing.
The first one, Mandarin, kind of sounds like tangerine. They're just like, apples?
This is so bad.
This is comedy. No, my
this is embarrassing.
I wouldn't expect a civilian to get it.
No. Triple. No. Single.
Man, I think it'd be better if you would come into front sequence of your time.
A number seven.
What's the drink? What type of lemonade do you guys have?
It's tangerine.
Mandarin.
Do it. Yeah, do it.
Tangerine, like an orange.
Orange sherbet. Orange sprite?
We have orange sprite.
Orange sprite.
What else?
I'm sorry.
Oh, damn, my bit's over.
Oh, no.
But my video's still happening. I guess I'll just say for another 10, 15 seconds.
Y'all got poo-poo on a burger?
Doo-doo.
You see, ma'am, I'm doing a joke video, and you completely baffled me by shutting me down with kindness.
Y'all got pee-pee lemonade?
Obama.
Do you ever wonder how these people have money to live? I just don't get it. What am I doing wrong? Zolopolo Zolopo.
Zenpai, thank you for the super chat. This is a great question. I mean, I have to imagine this person has a job, but maybe not.
Or parents.
Yeah, maybe they just get disability. I don't know.
Or unfortunately, maybe they get a lot of money off these shit videos.
Yeah, maybe they're just making a living off of sherbet orange.
Or
Mandarin.
Sherbet.
Doo-doo.
And she's still driving away.
I like how she's acting like got her ass.
Yeah.
She got shut down on like fucking for the world to see. Yeah. She's like, got her ass. Got I'm out of here. Got cheekbones like a fucking skeleton.
Everybody get the fuck up.
I was like, is she doing a fucking...
put the bitches in the air.
I was like, is she doing an appearance somewhere? I thought that was like... doing a show, and everyone's like, we gotta go see Shantae Too Funny.
She gonna be weird at the waiter.
She looks like handsome Squidward.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, is this a sketch?
I hope.
There's no cussing on my butt. Wait till you get off. But there's no profanity on my butt.
Is she in high school? She might be in high school, actually.
Oh, I've been assuming she was this whole time.
Oh,
she's got braces.
Oh, she got tattoos.
I think she's less in high school. The fact that she's driving a bus, though. Well, I mean, not driving it, but like in the bus, like she's driving
she
it.
Works.
I assume she was a teenager because she's got braces.
Yeah, damn. This is her thank y'all for 200K video. I love the comments are terrible, dude. I know you were reading them earlier, Jeff, but it's the bouncing up and down for me because buses be doing that.
Yo, it's up. Hey, Yana.
Oh, man, it be the bouncing.
The bouncing is too real.
Buses really be doing that.
Yeah, they just literally say what's happening in the video and like, bro, the way you bounce.
Pins, thank you for the super chat. Oh, now I'm too fair? What show am I listening to? That's correct, Pins. But sometimes you're even too fair for us. All right, I just want to see one funny sketch.
Can't force fairness. It's just you got to be real.
No, I get. Is she just a bus driver? Is this her actual job?
Ooh.
More. It's the same bit?
Ma'am, there's no eating.
Be bouncing the whole ride.
This
okay,
is horrid.
Well, I got something for you since you want to play.
Yeah, again, this
I
is like it's hard to even call it bad comedy.
Yeah, no,
because
dude.
I like I said, it's not a joke. It's an impression of what a joke
yeah.
like. It's an impression of what it's, joke like. If I did a fake dance,
it's
like,
the impression of the cadence of a joke.
Yes, like if I'm like moving around and stuff, I'm not dancing, but I'm doing like the stuff that's involved in dancing. You go, yeah. Oh, okay. He's attempting to dance. She understands like the ingredients that people use when they're trying to make jokes, but like she doesn't know what jokes are.
It's like when babies see people talking and they try to talk and then you start going blah 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 blah.
I'll put $20 down that none of her bits are funny.
Ah, you might be right, Jukane. I'm not taking that bet.
Like they're not even like guy at the in class bad like bad class clown joke because there's always that there's always the class clown but then there's always the bad class clown. She's not even on that level.
No. Snatching food, do it. Steal some food. Don't you just pay though? Oh, all right. There you go.
She called him the N-word when she did that. It's not like she said the N-word.
Was that her or was that her friend?
I think her friend's filming so she could steal
that's
it.
That's not a bad bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's I've seen this
yeah,
before.
I've seen, yeah, other people have done that.
She said, fetch me their souls. Is that what she said?
Yeah,
that's
why would you drive?
Is.
Yeah, why would you stop then? You got to, that moment is what you hold it on. And then you try to say something funny after.
Well, not everyone's as funny as Shantae. She's too funny.
Dude, she did the imaginary friend bit again.
trolling Burger
King. Yeah, let's do one more trolling, and then, yeah, we don't have to watch any more of these.
I'll put 20 bits down if we can move on to the next segment.
Hell yeah, Joker. We're just going to watch the trolling. We're going to give her one more drive-through troll, and then we're done.
Thank you for choosing Burger King, where you rule. How may I help you?
Wait, hold on.
Wow.
The drive-through person's funnier. Is that what they say now?
Where well, you yeah, rule because you're the king.
Well, it's like BK, you rule.
That's how you know that. Like, I actually haven't been eating fast food in a long time. I haven't heard that one. I didn't know. Welcome to BK, where you rule. I thought the drive-through lady was doing her own bit.
Burger King, where you rule. How may I help you?
What? Hello.
What can I get for you?
Hello?
Oh,
hi. Welcome to Burger King. What can I get you?
Oh.
Two.
They mic broke.
We just have bread.
Pretending
what
you can't
can I
hear.
Get for you?
Is that the bit?
The bit is pretending you can't hear through the intercom. Like, dude, this is shit that, like, literally, like, little children, this is like the first joke. This is like the first joke.
Yes. Yeah.
Pretending. Oh my God. This isn't even like, I don't even know how to explain this. This is like, there's low hanging fruit and then there's shit that's like fallen to the ground and rotted away and turned into dust and then rejoin the cycle of what the tree was like nourishing itself on.
Well, Chad Martin, SNL hasn't been funny for a great many years. It's funny though, because this would be a girl that you'd hear like, oh, with SNL's new coming onto SNL as a featured player, Shanti Too Funny. And you're like, oh, she's big on TikTok. And you'd click on her videos and it'd be this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. This. Isn't there like a black girl on there like Uh-Oh Jones or whatever? What's her name?
Oh, I don't know.
Abby Abu.
I really
she's
hope
in
it's
that,
Uh-Oh
isn't
Jones.
She in Bottoms or whatever?
Oh.
No,
Abu
no.
J, Ubu, or whatever.
Ayo Adibre. She's funny,
she's
though.
She's funny.
But she's funny.
Uh-oh, Jones.
Is she funny?
Yeah,
I
she
think
is
she's
funny.
I mean, Bottoms is hella funny.
She's genuinely funny. You know we like that movie and that we like her.
Yeah, but I was trying to think of her
but
name.
But she's not on SNL anyways.
I
mean,
she
hosted SNL. She's not on SNL. She's on the bear.
He's getting her mixed up with Uh-Oh Jones, who
did
host
that's
SNL.
Right. Uh-Oh Jones.
He's remembering when Uh-Oh Jones hosted
Uh-Oh Jones
SNL.
Is my favorite Haitian comedian.
You trying to go in? What do you want? Can I get the number 90?
Number 90.
With. I like your earrings. Thank you. Right.
Well, look
Actually,
dude, she collapses.
Yeah, immediately.
The weakest bit, and I cannot stress to you, this is not hyperbolic, the weakest bit of all time, pretending you can't hear someone on the intercom, and then the guy comes out and goes, what do you want?
And she's give nothing.
Deer in fucking headlights. And the video is like a third of the way through. Deer in headlights when the wackest bit of all time doesn't work for you.
Strawberries. They didn't win the strawberries.
No, okay, no, no, no. 10, number 10, number 10.
Not a number one, number
10.
Sprite.
No Sprite.
She's cracking
Coca-Cola.
Up.
Coca-Cola.
It's funny, she's cracking
no
up.
No ice.
She's
and
just
no
ordering food. I'm going to have it my way.
Damn, I got a funny ass video idea. I go to Burger King and order food.
Yo, I said add mustard.
Let me get fries raw. Let me get frozen fries.
Oh, can I get some mustard?
But I think
give me
the
that
bits,
backwards.
That's a better bit.
Our bits are just better though, even though we're like doing the worst bits.
Yeah. Have you? I think you mentioned this is non sequitur, but I just brought up Kendrick. Have you heard Squabble Up, the rest of it?
I've tried to tell you.
What the
it's
fuck
horrible.
Is wrong with it?
I
heard it on the radio, and I thought there was like they were like something was wrong with my radio.
Oh, no, I remember listening to it when it came out. It's terrible.
Jeff heard the song and thought Shanti Too Funny was playing through his Bluetooth.
Yeah, it was one of those weird, like I forget why. I think it was in my girlfriend's car, and I didn't know how to work the radio, so the radio was playing. And
no,
it was,
so
and
bad.
It's like, what the fuck is this? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
hey,
how
dude.
I feel.
We don't have to finish.
Yeah, no. We only got a few seconds left.
Hers? Okay, can you try to talk in yours? I know for real. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
See, it's not working.
You can hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? See, it's not working again.
You can hear me?
Better look at the camera.
Hello?
Then just drive away. All right.
Waste of my time.
Fizzles away.
I can't believe Burger King's wasting her time.
Yeah, God damn. Well, there you go. That's, Shanti Too Funny. She'll have a Netflix special by the end of the year.
Wackiest shit I've ever seen. She's going to be fucking hosting the Emmys.
Yeah, she'll have a Netflix sketch show.
Yeah.
Let me see before we're done. Is that?
Oh, don't let us end with Shanti Too Funny, Jim. I need anything. And literally anything. Pull up Faces of Death.
Ooh, Google. Show my me dad's a, Google history.
Show me a man's head getting chopped off. Just don't let it end with Shanti Too Funny.
Actually, do you want to see another bad bit?
Yeah.
Do we want to end on another bad bit?
It couldn't be worse than this, and I say that with confidence.
Although, hold on. We won't end on this, but it is a quick thing. It's a quick palate cleanser. It's just another bad bit palate cleanser.
Is that a palate cleanser or is that just more?
Yeah, just more bad
more
bits.
That's hair of the dog, my friend.
What's good about this one is the way the people react to it is... All right, hold on. Yeah, all right.
Another this guy, dude. This is the wackest, oldest bit.
It's an
this
old, stupid bit.
This is old ass shit, dude. This is like America's Funniest Home Videos ass old shit.
This guy tries to pay for his guest pass at the gym with pennies. But it's funny how like the text is like 80,000 pennies. It's like $20 is not 80,000 pennies. But anyways, what's great is it's clear these guys know him and they don't feel like dealing with his bullshit.
You got a guest pass?
Yeah, it's gonna be $20.
$20? All right, here you go. Y'all, you took coins?
No, $20.
No, but right here.
No, sir, $20.
Nah, bro, here you go.
Sir, $20.
Here you go, bro.
Sir, $20.
No, bro, take it.
I don't even know what that spray is.
He's got like cleaner.
I don't like he's a cat. And yeah, he's, like, hey.
I love he's about to,
yeah, he's like he's doing pest control.
It's got to be what they use to spray down the when you wipe down the the gym stuff afterwards.
Like a hand pump.
Yeah, I like that he's gonna spray him with something. To make him go away.
They're not reacting at all.
It's because they're done, dude. Because you know what? And this is what we brought up is. Kids see this shit and then they want to be this.
They're always doing it.
And so they're like, it's a one. Thank God none of us work in a situation where you can see this shit happening all the time and you'll get your own fucking resident one of these guys and you're just fucking done. You're over
all
it.
Set, dude.
There's no part of me that doesn't doubt that if he had a gun on him, he would at least have pointed it at him. He might not have shot him, but he would have been like, hey.
Pick up his hoodie and show that he's got it in his belt.
Now, I will give credit. I do like the pennies bit. When you're paying a ticket.
Oh, a ticket,
or
sure.
something like that. When you are paying a fine.
That's
or
more that about, guy, like, fuck them.
Yeah, but that those
Who's
are
that
the
guy
ones
that had
I like.
The wheelbarrow full of, like, pennies?
Oh, and it was, like, covered in oil or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, a story we covered.
We covered that, like, 3 weeks in a row, I think.
Yeah,
like, we
loved
really
it.
Following that
we
one.
We loved it so much.
Didn't someone die because of it?
Or get attacked? I I think he calls in his... Look at this girl. She takes charge. She's like, no.
Do you have $20, yes or no?
Huh?
Do you have $20, yes or no?
Hey. Wait. Someone was a waitress.
Last time, get the fuck out.
Bye, Zach.
Huh?
Bye.
Yeah, they know his name and shit.
No, just take it, man. Take it. Take my thing.
So he's tried failed bits multiple times. Yeah.
There's nothing worse than just like... collapsing in a bit and thinking it's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you
and
can't prank
still
a place.
Uploading it.
Why would you put this up?
You basically just upload it because you're like, well, at least it'll get clicks.
Yeah.
But I don't. What I like is here when she's like, "Don't make me embarrass you." Like, I don't know what she's getting at, but I'm intrigued.
She knows how little this guy's.
She's
dick
like,
is for
she's
sure.
like, you know, I can embarrass.
He DM'd her.
Yeah, he DM'd her for sure.
Don't make me embarrass you.
I want to marry this chick.
Yeah, no, she takes charge.
I
and
fucking
owns
love
the
this
whole
woman.
Situation.
I am in love with this woman.
She rocks.
I want to get in her DMs. I need to hit up Zach and get her information.
Crushed him.
Yeah, this poor fucking sack of shit loser.
It's funny because the only other videos I have, really.
Is it all just...
It's all, well, it's all like... Fails. No, it's fights or fucking... It's,
yeah.
It's bedlam. There's this other one here, and bedlam. You know what? We have to watch it. It's this guy gets fired from McDonald's and he won't leave.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, all his coworkers beat the shit out of him.
Oh, hell yeah. All right.
Oh, cool. What?
Like, dude, it turns into, like... A really bad, like, oh my God, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, they're kicking him and shit.
Oh,
like,
man, he was probably really, that's probably really satisfying to beat the fuck out of this guy.
You know, that's the manager. He's like, get the fuck out. And the guy's, yeah, like, go ahead, do something, do something.
No, so it's just like a little Mexican guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got like the 40-year-old fry cook right there. You're fucked.
Watch how quick everyone jumps in once they start fighting.
That, Jim, that's human nature. Everyone is just waiting for an excuse to act a fool and live out their wildest dreams. And it takes almost nothing for mob mentality to take over.
Now watch. So he goes down, dude. The other guy, this lady jumps
oh,
in.
Oh shit,
dude! They're...
She runs over like she's trying to help
yes.
him, but she's already
yeah,
stomping
she got
him
a,
out.
She got a hot tag. She came in stomping.
When I was first watching it, I thought she was running in to break it up.
No, you can see
but
her.
But you
stomping.
Quickly see she's stomping on the guy.
Jesus Christ!
They really didn't like this Mexican kid. I like the people gathering to look over the counter.
Now, luckily, the camera person does get in for a better shot because at first I'm like, "Come on, what are you doing?" And dude, they're literally beating the fuck out of this guy behind the counter and talking shit to him. Like, that's what you're hearing in the background.
Jesus.
That's nice. Awesome. That's the lady. Damn, she really is throwing hands.
And dude, kicking him, stomping on him.
Dude, it looks like a wrestling style beatdown. Like, this looks like a backstage Ooh. Beatdown.
Dude, do you see this punch he throws at him while he's down?
Ooh, Ooh
you can hear that shit. Like, it gets past the point of, like, there's an initial point at the beginning where the guy won't leave. And
yeah, toss him.
The manager's being a little rough, like he's kind of rushing up to the line, maybe even in some respects crossing it because he kind of shoves him a little bit. And you could almost argue the initial like wrestle he could get away with of yeah. like, hey, this guy wouldn't leave. He's a toxic employee. We fired him. He's disrupting the business. But then it immediately, this now you're all the bad guys.
Yeah, you're all in jail
like,
again.
Yeah, well, you can tell yeah, the fry
you're all
cook.
Fired,
we're all going
right?
to jail again.
That's what Fry Cook looks like he's trying to yeah. do. He's like, all right, guys, we've had our fun.
Yeah.
We need to fucking lock in now.
I mean,
we need to get him the fuck out of here.
You have to all be fired at this point, right?
Oh, yeah,
and, like,
for sure.
That we're guy's jail. Rehired now.
Yeah,
he's a manager. He owns a franchise.
Yeah, it's like when in like post-apocalyptic movies when... All the people die in the government, and like a treasurer now is yeah. the new president or whatever. Dude, she's trying to hit him with a tray.
Dude,
this is wrestling.
This chick's crazy.
Yeah, she is like
this
very
chick is
crazy.
Fucking crazy.
She's she more came, tuned up than anyone.
Yeah, dude, she was stomping immediately. She's grabbing trays. She's taking shots.
Oh my
I like,
God.
Yeah, she's like 45. Like, she's just like, she's just teed up at McDonald's. I'm tired of this little Mexican teenager.
It was funny. Someone in the chat, did I lose it? Someone was like, can I get a McChicken, please? Like, it's kind of like that. We bring up the video a lot. The Wawa that's getting like ransacked.
Yeah, and there's just a person waiting for
a guy waiting.
It's one of my favorite videos. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
I haven't seen this in a long time. Because there's the guy that's just like waiting.
Yeah, like there's a lady that's like, are you going to make my food? And he's like, I don't think so. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here it is. Let me see here. I hate when YouTube puts it in shorts format when you're on the fucking desktop.
I hate shorts in general. Except for our shorts.
Yeah, no, our shorts rock. Let's
and
see.
Board shorts. I like those.
Big yeah, fan. If you like them so much, why don't you eat them? Yeah.
Yeah, this looks like a fucking wall of death. This is like a hardcore show.
Yeah, so there's a bedlam going on in this Wawa, and the employee's like filming it, and this lady still thinks she's going to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm walking out of here, bro.
I'm out of here.
And she's being shitty about it, too.
Yeah, she's shitty about it. I'm hungry. I mean, I kind of get it, too, though.
Yeah, she's like, are y'all just going to be recording fights or making food?
Are you going
to put... The thing is, she has technically the moral high ground because it's not like they're trying to stop the fight.
Yeah.
They're filming the fight for, like, for clout.
Well, it's not a fight. They're just stealing everything.
If they were filming, like, oh, I need proof that this robbery happened or something. Yeah. But they're not. They're just like, fuck everything. It's time to film. And she's like, they're not over here. Can you do something?
No, she's in the wrong.
It's a more it's still more logical to film it than it is to just put your head down and start making a fucking Italian sub.
But I'm saying she's acting like, like if she walked up to the manager that was trying to calm everyone down and said, that girl's not making my sandwich, that would be ridiculous. But she's simply saying like, hey, guy with your phone out, can you make my food?
It's like, no. He just goes, it's going to be a while.
They make her a sandwich. She's like, thank you. And then she's like, gets back to the crowd, starts smashing.
Yeah, as soon as she gets her sandwich, she starts tipping shit.
Undercover!
Stomping on chip hurry up and make that sandwich? She spitted like the Tasmanian devil. And it was a little while.
This guy? Yeah. Be a little wild.
She never got her sandwich.
It's what they do. Like, huh?
Shut the fuck
Oh, man. I love that McDonald's beatdown that happens. What an amazing thing.
I've never had this happen. I've had stuff like this happen one time. It was when I was... I can't remember what movie I was watching because it's in my Letterboxd review. But, like, they made... they paused the movie because a guy in the theater... Like, two guys got in a fight and one of them had a gun and pulled out the gun and started, like, pointing at the other guy. Threatening
this.
To kill him. Was it... Fuck, what movie was that? I don't remember what movie it was. Was it The Batman? I think it might have been The Batman.
Something like that.
It was something. But it was like... And I remember when it was happening, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in an internet video. I'm in an internet video where crazy things happening in public.
Since we watched the McDonald's video, I do want to watch one other one. This is just a cop's come in. It's a body cam footage of this guy's just knocked the fuck out in a McDonald's.
Okay.
What's wrong with him? Can you help me? Can you hold him down to the ground for me?
Like he's asleep.
Oh, damn, he's asleep.
No, keep him all the way
down. Oh, your feet don't look like that if you're not asleep.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, he looks like a Halloween scarecrow you put in the window.
Yeah, he looks like you know those dolls that are like just all padding, so they're all like flopping around like an old-timey
doll?
He's got
a good gash on his head, too.
All the way, yeah. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, who hit him?
Good morning.
I guess he was tossing nuggets. Okay, yeah, here it is. Knocked out cold, man gets folded at McDonald's after tossing nuggets at pregnant worker.
So did someone knock him out, or did he pass out on his own?
I think one of the employees knocked him out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I don't know what happened.
None of us know. We're all completely confused.
He has this big gash, and he's standing up over here.
Officer, I'd love to help, but none of us have a clue.
Yeah, they stood him back up like he was going to stand on his own. The cops are here.
And then Teray shows up and's like, you're allowed to snitch on the McDonald's workers.
Oh, Teray says, ma'am.
Get to investigate it. Don't even have an attitude with me right now. Y'all called. So don't. Hey, relax.
Hold on.
Hey, sweetheart, relax for me.
Hold on,
relax.
Man. Oh, good.
You're good.
I'm good. Good.
Relax.
I'm chilling.
Shut up. I mean, tell your sister, shut up.
I'm good, man.
Hey, bro.
I like that guy's just there helping. Who is that?
No, good.
All right, if you want to sit up, that's fine.
All right,
just hold on. You passed out, Diggity Dog.
All right, man, I love these white lesbian cops.
That's his rapper name.
These cops are down with it.
Diggity Dog.
We're gonna lose your balance. Can you sit for just a second?
Yeah, lay down. You're not good.
I'm good.
Sit.
Yeah, please let me up, please. Yeah.
Hold on. This guy's just embarrassed. He's like, he's trying like hell to leave.
There's no way he can stand. His feet still aren't under him.
You need it checked out, dude.
Get me out. I'm going home. I'm good.
No.
According to reports, you got your ass folded in McDonald's.
Have a seat.
Y'all straight, bro.
Have a seat.
Y'all good.
You got blood on you, man, and you passed out.
Go back to sleep.
Hey, can I just want to let my officer in? Can you tell me your name?
I just need to sleep.
My name is Trayvon. I'm straight.
Oh, finally, the guys are here. Okay.
Yes, finally.
All right, Diggity Dog, what are you doing?
They start clowning on him.
Damn,
he got folded.
He was passed out right here with blood.
All our cameras is broke.
Yeah, I think, did the cop even say, like, yeah, they said they didn't see anything.
No one knows what happened.
Something happened, and he's passed out right here, so I need someone to talk to somebody right there.
I like how they're just all ignoring the cops.
Did y'all see what happened?
No. He's over here acting crazy. I don't know what for, but he's like,
do we know where that pregnant lady is?
What?
Do we know where the pregnant lady is? That he
She's in the back.
So he attacked her?
Yeah, she's been in here doing the most.
Okay, so who beat him up? Do we know?
No.
Okay. Okay. Wait,
the video's like, sister? Excuse me, I ordered a McFlurry. BAM! Bitch, this McDonald's.
You ordered an ambulance or nothing?
That lady comes and stomp it over from the other McDonald's.
I don't know him. He just came in. I get he's proper with him. So he's like,
Oh, classic goof.
He threw it at me.
I'm not going anywhere without my nuggets. Boom!
And then as soon as you get your nuggets, yeah, you throw them.
You pelt them. Fire at the hole, bitch. Where's my nuggets?
Well, pause it. Right, go back just a tiny bit, Jim.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit more. Just a tiny bit more. So
it's pretty far back.
Well, so they see that girl to the right. We just need her frame for this joke.
All right.
So, Jim, out of all the employees, we have to figure out who did this. We need to get down to the bottom of who knocked this man out.
You think she's got knockout power?
I'm looking at a lot of these employees, and all I'm trying to do is get to the bottom of who knocked this
who
man
did
out.
This?
And I can't figure it out for the life of me.
Okay, so do you know this dude?
I don't know him. He just came in.
And do they get footage? I wonder. He's up now. He's walking.
You see walking?
he immediately as soon as he stands,
walking.
He starts
walking. I'm good.
There's no need to keep me here, officers. I don't think there's film in those cameras. He takes the gun, blows his head off.
It'd be so funny if he just started crip walking immediately.
I'm gizzity good.
Do they get the security footage?
It don't work.
They want to see the camera. You in the way? On his way. He said he'd be here by 15.
Okay, so he threw the nuggets. So after he threw them, he stood there and kept cussing.
He was still going on and on. He would not shut up.
So and he was cussing.
And he would not leave.
And he was cussing the pregnant lady.
Yes.
And then Buddy put the hands on him. And where is he at?
I don't know.
The McDonald's dude that beat him up.
I don't know.
But he's left for the day.
He ran out of there.
I don't know. He on the property or he's gone yet. I don't know.
But he's not back here cooking food.
No. Right. I don't see him.
I came here to get my food. That's all.
Was there any verbal altercation that happened between you and the employees?
No, because I was outside. First I was outside, and then I came in here to get my food.
Well, how'd you get the gash
how
on
could
your
they
head?
Have beat me up?
How'd you get the cut on your head?
Because I was in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. And I came inside here.
Extra embarrassed.
Yeah.
I think I know what happened. So,
he was in the car, and that's why he got the cash.
He was in the car. He crashed.
I got
it.
To the bottom of it, sir. Hey, Chief. He was in the car. That's where he got the car.
Yeah, there was no more to the story. Oh, yeah. I was in the car. Fucking 2-inch cash in my hand.
Yeah. A bunch of wait, who'd they use a red
arrow?
Oh
shit, there's a red arrow. Jeff's there.
Violence footage. The angry female worker from earlier comes outside and begins arguing with the suspect's family.
Okay, are you her mom?
Yeah.
Can you please
wait, what? The family showed up?
Yeah.
And that's how he wound up busted up on the table.
While waiting for the manager to arrive to watch the surveillance footage, the angry female worker from earlier comes outside and begins arguing with the suspect's family.
Okay, are you her mom?
Yeah.
Can you please take
her? She's not going to calm down.
If she don't calm down, she may wind up going to jail.
She don't care. She
having
a guy record. So I'm telling you.
That's a cool mom. She ADHD.
You can't take her home.
I love her mom.
Hey, she's about to go for disorderly conduct. She don't shut him out.
No, no.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, they're calling it back up. Call it back up.
I don't know. I'd have to stand my ground. I feel threatened.
There we go. It's going down. I love now when these go down now, it really is like a movie because yeah, they cut from angle to angle. Like they have like eight cameras to cut around
from.
Yeah,
this is all I watch. It rules.
So she gets arrested. I just wanted to see if they watch the security footage.
Shit, we're about to get the bottom of it. Dude, please, please, for the love of God, tell me it's giant blue shirt lady. I would be thrilled.
Right here should be fine.
So he's throwing nuggets.
Please fold him. Sucker punch from behind.
They blank it out. Come on. That's fucked up.
I thought it was blue shirt lady though for a second. Yeah.
No, he's defending her honor.
He comes up right behind him. That's rough, this guy ordering. Classic. Oh my god.
No, that he's in McDonald's outfit.
So the gash in the head is like smacking it on the counter.
Oh yeah.
He probably came. Yeah, because he's an employee. But sometimes they'll have the drive-through that's like separate because they have two.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably came out from behind him from the drive-through. I can't believe they don't show us the fucking punch though.
Well, yeah, he's just been waiting all his life for the.
He really
winded
sucker punch. Up on that shit.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You need to learn how to control your emotions.
I control my emotions.
You weren't doing it there. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you think I want to take you to jail when we already got a dude up in there that's throwing nuggets at a pregnant lady? You think I want to do this?
This guy rules.
You're not working with us. I begged you. I said, please.
Okay, man.
Go home or go in the office. Please, I begged you. And you
this
just
his voice is awesome.
You need to control your emotions, okay? At least I gave you the respect.
Yeah, he's just trying to tell her like it is.
Yeah, pull your pants up. I got my cool stuff on now.
He's famous. They're like, yo, can you sign this for me?
It's funny that you did the guy that got knocked out get a citation too? I guess for throwing the nugget.
Yeah, disorderly, probably trespass.
Being a dick.
Yeah, that's funny though. You get knocked out and because at a certain point you would think the cops would just be like, eh, you got knocked out. We're going to add insult to injury. We're going to pour salt in the wound.
And then you also just can't go to your local McDonald's anymore. You're like, I got dusted, folded, and now I can't get...
Damn you, world star, letting everyone know I got folded. Now I'm hungry. I'm starving.
Yeah, you know he's in a food desert. He's probably banned from every damn fast food place there is.
It's either McDonald's or Carl's Jr., but I'm not a millionaire.
Yeah.
And then he was at Wendy's asking if they have tangerine...
sherbet.
Strawberry.
Rainbow sherbet.
Favorite part of the show.
Shanti too funny.
Fishbowl. Living in a fishbowl. Gotta give it up for that. Gotta give it up to Shane Culkin. What a great character someone made up and tricked everyone into thinking that they were Shane Culkin. Gotta respect the hustle there.
Yeah, it's a great idea for a character.
Violent J hitting your boys with a DM. You love to see it.
Seawalking sucker punch.
Dudes, Seawalking sucker punch. I love that. What else? We got, I always like checking in with our Babylon friend, the guy that... The retarded men's rights guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he sucks.
He's awesome.
What else? We did a lot on this show.
A good episode.
All the real ones in the chat, thank you for hanging out. It's much appreciated. Man, kicking it with your boys.
That living in a fishbowl reveal, bro.
What a victorious reveal.
I didn't even know what to do with myself. I was lost. I was lost, but then I got found. Similar to how all sorts of lost people are finding themselves. At patreon.com/JimAndThem. They've had no humor in their lives, and suddenly they're laughing every second of the day because they have a nearly unlimited supply funny shows to listen to on patreon.com/Jim and Them. That is where you go for extra Jim and Them content. If you like the show, you should check it out. All sorts of funny stuff on there that is not the show. We have extra, bonus, different stuff. The show will always stay the same, but the Patreon is constantly adding fun new stuff. Even if you aren't sure if you want to drop some money, you can join the free tier, become a free tard, get all sorts of free shows. Find out if it's for you. It probably will be, and then you're going to join, and you're going to be happy that you did. Jim, what do we have up for people right now?
Well, we got 23 hours so far of the Streamathon ready and available. The remaining 9 hours will be uploaded shortly. We also have 2024's Streamathon is available. There's a movie commentary of The Working Man, Jason Statham's action film. Was this month's commentary. We also have a Watch This, where we discuss Thunderbolts and some other movies we watched, and we just recorded another Watch This that'll be going up shortly. We discussed some other recent films, including Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, that's just a small taste. That's just some of the recent posts we had at patreon.com/Jim and Them.
Now, Jim, let's suppose the people stuck around for the Streamathon, and now they're all fans of Jacob Burrows, and they've already become fans of yours, and they're Ooh. Like, if only these two men could come together, imagine what they would create. Jim, what would you say to those people?
Oh, my God. You can go to showswithjuno.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. Right now, we got Nathan For You. Not Nathan For You. Nathan Fielder from Nathan For You, the rehearsal season 2. Last of Us season 2 is also in process. What the fuck? There was something that just... Oh, no. There's a Pee-wee documentary. That's not necessarily Ooh. A TV show, but I'll have to watch it. I haven't caught up on the last season of You. I know that's kind of old news, but I'll have to watch that soon.
I feel like everybody slept on the last one as well.
I did just finish season 2 of Andor.
Oh, dude.
Which is an amazing show.
Isn't it fucking crazy how good that show is?
I got
is?
Really emotional at the end. I was surprised, though. Not even that, like... I mean, I guess it is. And it's the thing we joked about where, like... Even though, like, it took me a second to realize when they're talking about a character, I'm like, oh, that's a character from Rogue One. And we hated Rogue One.
Yeah.
But when Andor ends, I'm, like, getting emotional, like, fuck, man.
Andor, it's super good. It's so fucking good.
It's very good. But, yeah, that's just a small taste. We have a lot more at showswithjuno.com discussing television shows. Check it out. Rate, subscribe, tell a friend.
Jeff Murphy, what's going on in your world?
Shit. Just chilling.
Just chilling? Just straight chilling?
Just having a good time.
Not chilling. A single thing other than chilling?
Not really, no. Just vibes.
Only vibes?
You gotta love vibes, though.
Went to Putt Stroke. It was fun. Go to Putt Stroke.
Where's that?
Town Square.
Oh, shit. I think I saw that
when Pop Stroke. Yeah.
Dude, when we were drunk, because we went there yesterday.
For Mission Impossible.
We went to AMC there yesterday.
Yeah.
And I did look at that place. I was like, was this always here?
It's so, pretty new. All right. Yeah. $30 a person. There's two courses.
I have
and
a question.
It's all day pass. Yeah.
When I looked at the course, I realized that there was no sides. And so there's no, like, it's not like mini golf putting. It's like a putting course, but for golf putting. Did that take away from it at all?
Because
there were, like, no balls to bounce your balls
off.
Oh,
yeah, you definitely, it's not, like, it's just sort of golf, but it's still fun.
Okay.
I mean, it's still mini golf because it's mostly just putting. But, yeah, there's no windmills or anything.
Well, not even just that. It's just, like, there's not even walls. Yeah. It's literally just a green. Even if you're turning, it's, like, all about, like,
yeah,
setups.
They're all
and...
just, yeah.
Okay, it's, interesting. But that doesn't take away from it?
The other mini golfs I've been here are lame. Like the Kiss one and stuff are not very good.
Interesting. All right.
So I don't know. $30, and yeah, they like bring your food and drinks to you at each hole.
Wow.
You just scan a thing and ask for them.
Cool.
Say, hey, we're at this hole.
Interesting.
That's good.
My endorsement is weird. I had mentioned that I was playing the remaster of Oblivion that came out recently, and because of that, that reminded me that I like playing those games. So I went back and started playing Skyrim again.
Ooh.
And Skyrim's one of those weird games where it's so fucking big that every time I go back to it, it's just like, okay, I'll make a character and I'll just walk in that direction this time instead. And this is the, I'll fall down that hole. And I'm literally playing stuff in that game that I've never seen in my life. The game came out in like 2011.
Mm.
So I'm replaying Skyrim. So you know what, guys? I'm endorsing the 2011 video game Skyrim. That is my endorsement.
Hell yes. Epic Universe is officially open in Orlando, Florida.
Woo!
Your boy here might have attended a preview or two, but keep an eye out. If you don't know anything about theme parks, you should educate yourself, because Epic Universe, it's a big deal. And, I mean, we could be in 2020 Epic. We'll see. Keep an eye could right be. Here, ladies and gentlemen.
Could be. What is this tease?
anyways, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.